So to pick Alf Mishnah Hey, Im Amra Tmei Ani, if she says that she's Tamei, she admits to it. Shoveres Ksuvasa, they would write a receipt for her Ksuva, where it would say on the receipt, Zanisi, that she was Mizana, Vavadati Ksuvasi, that it would say on it that she was Mizana and she lost her Ksuva, so she can no longer go and claim the Ksuva from him. So there they would write this Shover, this like receipt, this document. However, what about the places where they didn't write Ksuvas, where they just were Samech on the Tanai based in? So there, the Rav says they would rip up the Ksuva, and they wouldn't write a Shover. V'yotzeis. And now, she would go out from him, and she would leave him. He would give her a get. Vim Amra Tahira Ani. But if she says that she's innocent, Malin Osa L'Shar HaMizrach Shal Pesach Shar Nikonor, which we know is on the east side, in the opening, between the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras Yisrael, in the Azara. And she'd have to schlep all the way up there. She'd have to walk up the Har Habayis to get there. All for the purpose, Tversol says, of making her exhausted that she should just admit and not go through with this. Shosham Mashkin Esa Saitis, Mitaran Esa Yodos, Mitaran Esa Mitzorim. Because that's the place, the Shar Nikonor, the gate of Nikonor, is the place where they would make the Sotos drink. And also, women that give birth and have to be Mitar themselves, they would stand here instead of entering the Azara and stick their hands in on top of the animal that they're going to bring. They can't enter because they're Tamei, but they can put their hands in. The shiloh of how they're allowed to even put their hands in, that's a different sugya. And also the mitzaron, the people that have tzaras, they would have to stand lifnei Hashem. They can't actually go in yet, so this is where they stand. Shar Nikonor. We know that Shar Nikonor is from this person, Nikonor, that where he brought those gates, and they miraculously were saved from the water, from the sea. V'choin oches bibgadeha. And the Kohen grabs her clothing by the neck, like the Rav points out. Im nikru, nikru. If they tear, they tear. Im nifrimu, nifrimu. Nifrimu is more of a tearing. Rav says that it could be a few things. Nifrimu, prima. It's either many different tearings and rips, or it's just a different type of tearing, where kriya is from top down, or bottom up, whatever, north-south, and prima is from the sides, horizontally. So it doesn't matter, the coin just pulls her. Achu megalas liba. And he pulls off this part of the clothing until he reveals her chest, which is the top part of her chest, up until her shadayim. He would cover the rest of her chest in a different way, but the top part of her chest would be revealed. V'soyser es sa'ara, and he would uncover her hair. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, im haya liba na'a, lo haya megaleu. Rabbi Yehuda says that if her chest was na'a, they would not reveal it, because we were afraid of the pirchei kahuna, that if she would end up being innocent and they would see her like this, and she was attractive, not good things would come out of that. Vim hayasarana, and if she had beautiful hair, lo hayasaisra, they would not uncover it and reveal it. However, the Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chum hold that we would do all these things no matter what. Because, like the Gemara says, that it's important to embarrass her in front of everybody's eyes so everybody learns Musa from it and doesn't do like she did. Even though if that's the expense, then it may cause other issues.